Hello and welcome to April. The theme for this month's 30 Days of Goddess Practice is Nourish, and we are working with the Cauldron of Creation this month. In a period of intentional rest between March, when our goddess is Tiamat, and May, when we're going to be working with Bast. So the Cauldron of Creation is an invitation to step into a time of rest and creative renewal. This year, I'm shaping the year around four cauldrons. If you're familiar with me and you've been around for a long time, you know that in August, I always honor what I call a cauldron month for myself. This year, I started to consider what a cauldron year would look like, and how we might work with four different cauldrons. So the cauldron of the cave, the cauldron of creation, the cauldron of change, and the cauldron of the crossroads. Though I will say, looking back, I should have probably called the cauldron of the cave the cauldron of contemplation, because the cave is kind of a place and the other things are kind of concepts. But anyway, still, so bear with me. Maybe next year it will be changed. But essentially, I'm visualizing the four major seasons of the year as each being a cauldron, and they're holding a container. The cauldron in woman runes is a rune of alchemy and change, but also a rune of containment or holding. And so I'm looking at these four sections of the year and kind of the overall vibe or the overall purpose of what each container of the year holds. So in the spring, it's creation. It's what we are bringing forth from the cave and that we've nourished in the darkness, and then bringing it into form in the creative burgeoning time of the spring, moving into the summer. So that's the idea behind the Cauldron of Creation. A little bit more about that soon. A reminder that there is a 30 Days of Goddess Practice homepage, 30daysofgoddess.com. And unlike what I've said previously, I am updating that website during the year, this time to hold the replays from our live activation retreats. I'm doing a live activation retreat on Patreon every month, and then those replays are being posted on the website. So the website does still have new info there for you. This month's audio exploration, which you're listening to, is embedded right here, and then your free practice resources are right here as well as downloadable PDFs. So, an invitation. Pause wherever you are. Rest a gentle hand against your heart. Feel the light of the goddess within you, the fire of original creation sparked billions of years before this now. That is the light that keeps nourishing your cauldron of creation. That light, the creative spark of the original creative spark that was lit billions of years ago, is still alive within you right now, and it is still nourishing your own cauldron of creation as you bring what you wish to see into form from the invisible into the visible. That is real magic, real magic right here, right now, our capacity to do that. Okay, so as I already said, welcome to April and April's 30 Days of Goddess Shared Practice. Also a reminder that our Goddess Magic Mystery School community on Patreon offers a daily experience in seasonal magic, living your magic in everyday enchantment, and our devotional rhythm there essentially includes a new resource just about every day of the year. If that sounds like too much, that's okay. You don't have to read everything. I always try to remind people of that. I have my own cauldron of creation is very bubbly, and I have to remind myself that to kind of tone it down sometimes so that I'm not overwhelming people with everything that I make. And so I like to also offer you the reminder that you can skip right by something and then use what it is that actually works well for you. So our theme for this month is nourish. So it's a good time to consider what is nourishing you. Where do you find nourishment? How are you nourishing others? How are you giving? How are you receiving? What is nourishing you? And that is, and then another reminder that we're simplifying and streamlining our practices. So we're doing live activation rituals on Patreon the beginning of each month. April's live community activation is going to take place on April 6th at 3:00 Central Time, and then the replays are posted later. As I've explained before, lives on Patreon are a very low pressure way to participate because I'm the only person on camera. Everyone else participates via chat. people still have really a nice sensation of community and connection, but you can kind of carry it with you. If you're listening on the app, you know, you can be doing something else. You can be, it's less, I would call it less formal than a Zoom. And I know Zooms aren't very formal, but less formal than a Zoom. But in many ways, equally nourishing because there's the flexibility there of how you participate. And then in terms of companion materials, there is some links below. I did want to invite you to join us on the Goddess Magic Mystery School if you're not there already, because we're going to be exploring the Cauldron of Creation in a lot more depth in a special 4-week series. I do have a little promotional video about that, but essentially I have a little ritual and a little guided meditation, a very short, I'm keeping this very simple, guided meditation for you for each week, a ritual card, and then I also have a cool little set of affirmation and prompts as a card deck for you to choose from as the month unfolds to help support you as you explore your own cauldron of creation and what is bubbling within you waiting to be brought forth into form. And our April Herbal Alley bonus video is still forthcoming because essentially we're continuing with this 8 goddess wheel of the year that we're working with. There's a little bit of slightly, as far as 30 days of goddess and the monthly format goes, with an 8 goddess year, we are not directly aligned with the first of the month, so to speak. And so there is a supplemental herbal ally for April, but we're still working with March's herbal allies. And so I don't want to replace that one too quickly with something for April. So we will have an April video with an herbal ally. Spoiler alert, it is dandelion, and that's just a supplement to the herbal allies we're already been working with. So that video will be coming up later in April on our YouTube channel. And then our Simple and Sacred Virtual Circle for April is going to be our very first open mic co-created circle on April 10th at 7 o'clock. And so you are invited to bring something to share during that circle. It's also completely okay if you just want to be a participant and a witness. You don't have to bring something, so please don't let that keep you away. I'm thinking of in-person circles sometimes, and you do potluck, and then people are like, I didn't have anything to bring, so I didn't come. And that's why I used to tell people in-person circles is I would always prefer that you came without bringing something that you were quote unquote supposed to have than to not come. And so I feel the same about an online circle, except even possibly more so, like, please show up and listen and lend your support via your face on the screen instead of feeling like you have to perform or bring something in particular. However, I do welcome the poets among us, the priestesses among us, the ritualists, the 30 Days of Goddess participants, all those people. Feel free to show up with something that you would like to share. It can be something you've written. It can be something that you have been inspired by someone else. So it could be a prompt, a prayer, a practice, a little mini experience. It can be whatever you wish to share. I also want to let you know that my newest book, Thunder and Roses, a Persephone devotional, is currently available for pre-order on Kindle. It also becomes available worldwide in print on May 1st. I wish I could open pre-orders in print, but it is not easy to do so. And since I don't have the book 100% finished, I don't feel comfortable opening pre-orders in the Etsy shop until after I have the next draft copy, which is supposed to arrive on Thursday. So I should get it, and then I can open some pre-orders in our shop as well. But as of right now, it's only for pre-order on Kindle, but I'm very excited about that one and looking forward to sharing it with you. Okay, so a few little thoughts on the power of daily practice. A favorite quote from Barbara Ardinger: practicing the presence of the goddess is a way to get centered in your own center. And I know I write often about the fact that we are always invited to return. And the thing is we may feel, and I know this feeling, I had it just this weekend, of being very off center. And the thing is, the very act of noticing that you are feeling off center is in fact your invitation to return. It's not a sign that you're doing it wrong and you should immediately give up on everything or shame and blame yourself and feel like a terrible person. It's your doorway. It's your invitation to return. So practicing the presence of the goddess is a way to get centered in your own center. Daily practice invites us into keeping our own word, into building trust with ourselves that we will hold our own vows sacred, sacred, inviolate, and strong. We will not abandon ourselves or our own wholeness anymore. So noticing that you are abandoning yourself, noticing that you're not keeping your promise, that's just a doorway of return. It's an invitation to come back home. It's an invitation to recenter. If you feel off center, that's an invitation to recenter. It's not an invitation to shame and blame yourself. So this month, let us open ourselves to enchantment. Let us soften into grace. No pressure, no forcing, no have to, no should do. A bright sun, a solid earth, a hand against the heart, a deep breath and a slow exhale. This is how we replenish and renew. This is how we nourish ourselves and our sweet creative souls that need space and time in order to flourish and thrive. There is a wild enchantment possible in daily practice, in stepping out and stepping in to your life as it is, to the world as it unfolds, to the magic of what you can see and hear and feel. There is magic to explore in every day, bits of enchantment, scraps of beauty, dollops of delight, and breaths of grace. May you pause long enough to invite these in. So, a quick reminder, if it feels like too much, let something go. This practice is here to hold you, not to tell you what to do. And then another reminder, if your practices feel scattered or if you've quote unquote fallen off your routine already this year, consider this your blessing to begin again in small, kind ways. The path of devotion is wide enough for all of your imperfect days. May your April be lit by brief, bright moments of connection. May your daily practices glue the pieces of your life together with grace. And may your creative flame be steady and well-nourished. And may you remember you can always rekindle the flame. This was really brought home for me during my family's little personal Ostara ritual this last month or in March. I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this. I'm recording it in March, but it's for April. And at our family Ostara ritual, we had our little beeswax candles and we were lighting them with our seeds of intention and we had little chamomile. We were burning them. And my daughters kept going out and she was saying, oh no, like my candle's going out. It's a bad sign, you know, or too bad for my creative dream. And I said, it's symbolic of how you can always relight the flame. So yes, sometimes we feel squelched. Sometimes we feel like our flame is going out. Sometimes we feel like we don't have what we need to nourish the creative flame. And guess what? We can always relight it. It doesn't mean something bad. It doesn't mean something bad if your candle goes out. What it reminds you of is that you can relight it. You can rekindle that flame. So that was a common theme of that family ritual was, oops, the candle went out. And guess what? We're going to just relight it again anyway. And that is how we can approach our own daily practices. It's how we can approach our own goals for ourselves. And it's how we can approach our own creative projects with the idea that we can always rekindle the flame. So also a reminder in terms of nourishment, we each deserve time and space each day to restore ourselves, to replenish our spirits and nourish our souls. We need time and space to return to center, to come back home to our bodies, to step into the sacred, and find that we belong. Every day we can step into the sacred and find that we belong. So a very short 2-minute video is also included, inviting you into the cauldron of creation and explaining what I have prepared for you for that little series. So inviting you to attend, inviting you to watch that video, and please join us in the cauldron of creation via goddessmagicmysteryschool.com. And a little bit more about Simple and Sacred that I already explained, bringing something to share if you would want to do so or just coming as a witness. And reminder, live circles are open to anyone on this newsletter list. And then the replays are available for the Patreon community or only. Okay, So thanks for being here. Thanks for stepping into another month with me. May this one be well nourished and may you remember you can always rekindle that creative flame. And a closing message for you, really in many ways, about the power of daily practice and the power of daily return and the power of stepping into the sacred again and again and again. It's always there. It's always there. And I've been having kind of a rough month, to be honest. And I just find I step outside, I sit down, I feel the wind, I look at the sky, and it's there. It's there. The goddess is there. That web of belonging is there. That sacred connection is there. I just have to reach out my hand. Here is where I meet the goddess each day, on the page, in my heart, on the wind, in the land beneath my feet, below my skin. Here is where I step into the sacred, remembering and re-remembering that when we show up for our own lives, the sacred shows up too. The bits of magic and scraps of enchantment and breaths of the holy are everywhere. We can find her within us and around us. This is where I listen and learn, change and grow. This is where I return to center, come home to myself, and where I leap with trust in the direction of my dreams. Creativity of fire in my fingers and in my eyes. This is where I keep my promises and tend my vows. This is where I arrive into the heart and center of my own life. Here I am. What a relief to be here. And here you are too. Thank you for being here. Keep living your magic, everybody. Bye-bye.